Did you know either of your grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
On either side?
I knew my mother's parents.
You did?
And I called them Ma and Pa.
Ma and Pa.
Because Mama called them that. We all did, too.
Did you know your father's parents at all?
No.
Do you know what your grandparents on either side did and where they came from?
Mama's people. Mama was a and the came from South Carolina. And the came from North Carolina. Moses came
you
from,
know a lot about
from
well,
North
this
Carolina.
This is a silly question for me to ask you because you do know. With all
from
this
North Carolina, he came by way of, I think, Kentucky and Tennessee. Bought land in Tennessee, stayed there. Must have been quite a while because he had four children born there.
Now, was Moses your grandfather on your father's
he
side?
He was my great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And then he came on to Mississippi in 1819, settled in Pike County, and had a pretty big family, eight children.
What about your mother's family? Do you know anything about the way they came? Have you traced their genealogy?
They came from South Carolina through Alabama, Georgia and Alabama. And when they passed through Georgia, they had to get a passport. That's right. To pass through Indian land.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Who gave passports?
Oh.
The state of Georgia?
I think it was the state of Georgia. I have a copy of the passport of my grandparents.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of the passports before.
Mm-hmm.
Why was this?
They just wouldn't let them pass through if they didn't get a passport.
I mean, I wondered if why it was necessary.
Well, it was Indian land, and they just weren't supposed to go through private property without a passport.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. And up at the archives, they have a book full of these Georgia passports.
They do?
Mm-hmm. That's where I found mine.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
You run into a lot of interesting things in genealogy.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I typed genealogy for one of my cousins. It was unfortunately not of my family, only, you know, by marriage. But it was extremely interesting. She had carried hers back through the frontier settlement and so forth. All right. Turn the page here. When you have a baby and you want to take him outside, you may take him outside in a little wheeled vehicle, not a wagon, but you'd push him in a
baby buggy.
All right. And taking him outside like that, you'd say, I'm going outside to do what to the baby? Put him in his baby buggy and I'm going to take him outside to
give him some fresh air.
All right. Would you say ride the baby, roll the baby, or wheel the baby, or stroll the baby?
I don't know.
All right.
I never had one.
If you had a girl child, she would be your
daughter.
In the old days, there were, before women used doctors, when they had their babies, a woman would come and assist. She was a
midwife.
Did they ever call her a granny or a granny woman that you know of?
Well, they were called that.
Were you all born at home?
We never had a granny.
No, I mean, were you and your brothers and sisters born at home?
Yes.
I see. Do you know anyone who assisted?
I think some of the neighbors.
I see. All right.
And the doctor.
That you had a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or your mother had a doctor.
Dr. Jones.
If you say there is a boy whose looks are like his father.
He favors his father.
All right. Suppose his disposition is like his father. His father.